Hey, good morning, Miami Hurricanes family, man. I'm on here talk about this. You, man, my guy Benny is out of commission right now, man. So I gotta hold it down myself, and I'm still gonna. Hey, shout out to my guy Benny. Ah, early, son. It's noon right now, and I'm still repping it. I know we're not wearing it today, but I'm still repping it. We're gonna get into this pit preview today. We're gonna look ahead to the off season, and I'm gonna discuss expectations for today, man. Yeah.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Yeah. Good afternoon, man. We ready for this final game of the season at home against the Pitt Panthers. You know, we've kind of owned Pitt the past couple of years, man. But you know, they're always a solid program, and we always have battles. You know, last year was a good game in Pitt. TVD did work that game. Everybody, man, defense got busy. James Williams had a big game that game. It was a battle this year. We don't know what to expect, right? You know, Pitt took a little step back. You know, Slovis is having a decent year, but it's not Kenny Pickett. It's not Jordan Addison. He's not out there, but they have the game breaker in Izzy. Izzy Abanikanda is that guy, man. So, you know, it's going to be a tough that their run game has taken a step forward while their passing game has taken a few steps back. You know, our D-line is solid. Our run defense has been solid all year. You know, the passing game, we got to stop the run and force them to pass the ball. So I think we're underdog. I think we're about a 6 point, 6-7 point underdog as of now. So I don't have any expectations, man. You know, I think, you know, last game of the season, I don't know if TVD is back yet. I think he may play today, you know, and I think if TVD plays, we have a good chance. You know, seniors want to go out. We don't have that many seniors, but seniors want to go out in a bang, you know. So, you know, we're at home. Hopefully we play hard. It's a night game, you know. So I think the young guys will continue to show up. You know, Wes, Kobe Young, you know, Inez Cooper on that O-line. The D-line continues to show up, you know. So hopefully they'll continue to show up and get busy. You know, expectations, man. I'm just looking forward to seeing the young guys, man. You know, I expect the seniors to have big games, though, man. I expect Jafari to go out and get busy and set himself up for the next level. I think there's a couple of seniors. I think Mezador is not a senior, but I think he may leave this year, man, to go to the league. He had a strong season. I think he set himself up for a good look in the league. So I think he's going to have a big game. Lichtenstein, I think he'll get some good minutes and have a big game and, you know, move himself into some conversations. Will Mallory, you know, I made a comment that he's been there for a couple presidential terms, but, you know, I think he's, you know, he's had a up and down career, but he has the tools, you know, so hopefully he has a big game and he, you know, gets to he has a big game and he gets to, you know, move forward. DJ Ivy, you know, DJ Ivy, man, you know, he has the physical tools. And he's been playing, and no matter what you want to say, he's played better today. He's had his moments. You know, we've had coverage breakdowns or whatever, but he's played better this year. You can't front and say he hasn't. So hopefully, you know, he gets to show out a little bit today, and, you know, that helps him out. Yeah, so I expect everyone to play hard, man, and continue to fight. And like I said, if TVD plays, I think we have a better chance, obviously, than if, you know, Jakari or Jake is starting and playing. And if TVD is playing, I hope he's healthy and really ready to play, you know. So tomorrow, Ben will be back, and we're going to, you know, talk about the Pitt game. You know, we're gonna talk about the Pitt game. We're going to talk about what to expect next season. You know, what we're looking for. We're going to talk about the transfers that have already hit the portal. I expect that tomorrow and the week ahead, we're going to see more names come out. Ben was talking about, you know, between 35 and 40 total. I'm more of the 20 to 25 range, 20 to 27 range for me. But we'll definitely see. We'll definitely see what's going on, man. I'm looking forward to, I'm kind of tired of being off-season champs, though, you know, because we've been off-season champs for a while. So I'm tired of being that, but I'm really looking forward to recruiting. Because like I've said, man, like, you know, we go back and forth on Twitter. I ask questions that I genuinely want to know the answer to. But I've definitely held no punches about my disappointment in this season. You know, I'm disappointed. I mean, if you're optimist and you're the happy-go-lucky guy, oh yeah, we're looking forward to the future. Yo, God forbid, but you know, something can end today. You know, Mario could leave tomorrow. Who knows? You know, who knows what's gonna happen tomorrow, next week, next month. Today, I'm disappointed in the squad. You know what I mean? So looking forward to the offseason, I'm definitely not worried about recruiting. I've never been worried about recruiting. Never. I understand that. The recruiting is going to be there. We're going to get 5 stars and high 4 stars. But, you know, they have to still get developed and they still have to play. So that's all I'm worried about. The recruiting is not a problem. I understand that. Are they going to get developed? You know, are we going to have a staff that's intact? So we'll talk about all of that when Ben comes back, man. I just want to hop on here real quick and give a quick preview, man, and let you guys know that we'll be back, you know, tomorrow after the Pitt game. Hopefully a Pitt win, hopefully a win, and we can get to this bowl game. I understand some people don't really think the bowl game is too important. You know, it's not really about the game, though. It's about them practices. Those extra practices are vital. You know what I mean? So hopefully we get this dub and we get to the bowl game. And, you know, going to a bowl game is still a couple million dollars for the program, too. That's big, too, you know. So, you know, Kane's up. We still, you know, I see we're not rocking these uniforms. We're going to talk about that, too, because, you know, there might be some, maybe there's some movement with Adidas, and, you know, we'll talk about that, too. You know, a lot of people want to get Nike back in a fold, or, you know, talking about moving to Jordan or whatever, but, you know. Thanks for rocking with us, man. I told you I'm going to be on here for a short time. We're going to start doing some lives and getting some guests on. as we continue to grow. But we thank you, man, for all the support, the early support, and keep supporting our creators on here. I get on here because, you know, there's not enough Twitter characters to explain, you know, what I'm really talking about and what we're really talking about, man. So we can have good conversations, man. If you ever have questions, comments, you know, hit me on Twitter. You already know the deal. You can comment on YouTube. Hit them comments, man. Please hit the like, subscribe, and, you know, we'll be back tomorrow, man. It's all about this you always, regardless, always. Peace.